Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Man, don't even talk to me about that record label shit, man. You always say, don't suck your teeth at me. You always say, don't suck your teeth at me, man. How my don't suck your teeth at me?
Well, how my don't give me no reason to suck them. I won't suck them.
Once he realizes not to suck his teeth at me, you know, we can have a nice conversation.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Okay, what did you make of Regis?
Oh, that was our 2:30 segment. Every Wednesday at 2:30, what did you make of Regis? It's the sweet spot.
Just asking different people about their take on Regis.
Tequila Volteo Muser's Ticket Campound. And at 2:56, it's the Ham Pound.
Thank you, Mino. ET's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you Not a Horse Person, Monty.
Thank you, Ham. We throw it back to the compound because I believe we have the hard line, Bob, Corby, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And we have more.
And we have more. Who am more?
Fellas.
It's good to be back.
Oh! Norm made it.
Norman.
Yes. Hello. Oh.
Norman. All right, are you going to throw this frisbee? Because
yeah, let's do this. Okay.
Are you going to throw it through that square?
No.
Oh. I appreciate you, pal.
All right, so what are we...
What's the line for, guys?
I was told I couldn't hit the water yesterday. The water is going to be hit.
And it's into the wind again, so...
It is into the wind.
Okay, yeah, so to the water, you're only looking at about...
10 feet.
75 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. If you want to make it to the end of the dock, you're looking at about 210 feet.
Okay.
So 70-ish yards.
That's a typical drive, about 210.
Okay. Is this one of your favorite discs?
No, this is one I found. I'm totally fine with losing this to
trash. If it gets
disc
to the water.
So where should Corby stand? On the dock?
It's gone. Maybe.
He's losing. Should
he try to catch it?
Disc golf, can you start sculling balls?
Well, I'm not going to dive into the water.
Why not?
Lay out for it. Come on. Like a frisbee.
Be an athlete.
Just get in it.
Make a play.
It looks clean.
Should he sit on the
dock? George is right. Just make a play.
Yeah, be an athlete.
Wasting time. Do we need to raise this? Or are you going to go outside?
He's going out there. I thought he was going to throw it through that square.
You're a flawed guy.
It's like,
that'd be impressive.
That would be impressive.
Okay, if you can throw it this far, I'm very impressed.
Right,
I'm way out here.
Where is Sean?
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we got you. I don't see.
That does look kind of far. Now that you
Do you see me now?
Where's Sherry? Is okay.
Yeah, we see him. Okay, this is into the
wind. I don't see Sean.
That's what I think's going to get him is the wind.
Yeah, I just don't. I just don't think with the wind.
Put a tracer on the frisbee. Shot tracer.
Okay,
you need to go up a club.
Do we know if Sean's holding? Because those frisbees are like drivers.
That's about 220.
I see a frozen awesome.
Oh my God, you are so far away.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah,
he's sure. Yeah,
Sean is warming up the arm, but I'm kind of
with
you.
Ready.
I don't know if he's going to make it or not.
I think he'll easily get it to Corby. Those things can cruise, man.
All right.
You ever seen Predator 2?
There it goes. There it goes. Oh my God!
That is way past.
Oh my God!
That is still.
My God! He hurt
it. It went over it. It curved over it.
Wow. Right over it.
That's a great throw. Yeah.
And he pimped it.
God, that was badass.
A walk-off.
That was like Bryce.
It went white Rosa, and then it came back.
That dude,
that was the most impressive throw I have ever seen in my
it's
life.
It's Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambass. Oh, you guys are golf fans.
Boy, Bryson DeChambeau.
And the curve
out of this before.
Say what you want, Bryson. There's only 60 people talking to
him. That was impressive.
Well
I guess
done.
I just pictured myself throwing a frisbee too much because I couldn't.
Well done.
I couldn't clear those shrubs.
Yeah, the headwind. You had to go a little hyzer action on that. So.
Yeah,
that was great.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
if I ever like have a chance to play poor person golf, I'm going to choose you as my partner.
Oh, jeez, dude.
Wow.
Yeah,
it is poor person golf. You're absolutely right,
Sean. That was impressive.
Because I'm a man of the people. I'm not an elitist.
Yeah,
I agree.
Not a coastal elite,
dude. That was so far.
Yeah, man.
What was the hang time on that?
That was awesome.
8 seconds?
And the way it just kind of curved back over and landed right behind the far dock.
Yeah. I would have been happy with that drive.
That was nice.
This drive had
that was really cool.
Get out your saucer-sized one.
It wasn't as impressive as Davey's striper at the April Fool's Open.
George,
that was rich person's.
George, I would take that with like a real 3-wood.
I think I would, too.
I hit it so short now.
Is that a fighter jet? What is that?
Yeah.
Do they have fighter jets out here?
Flyover?
It's not even sundown.
I organized a flyover for like 5 p.m., so they're practicing.
It looks like a Winnipeg jet.
Yes.
It must be going down.
It's crashing.
Lose a peg.
Oh!
How many people are on that flight?
I never heard that before.
Back to you, Monty. Yeah, you could have hit that boat that's going by.
Yeah, you could have.
It wasn't that far off from hitting that person.
You could have thrown it over those mountains.
Are you the best disc golf player in the Metroplex?
Probably. No. But I
yes, he is. He's the best one I know.
Not even not even close.
I bet you are close.
Not even close.
What's your
that's loud.
What's your WGR ranking?
Not good.
What's your handicap?
Do you have a handicap?
The app I use gives you ratings, and I'm somewhere in the hundreds, and that's not very good.
Man, out of the world, I'd say that's pretty good.
You're a top 100 in the world.
No.
How many people play?
100?
Yeah.
God, man, is that an F-16?
I don't know.
EA's handicap is
gout. Yeah, 16.
It's a fighter.
The Orioles
fighter
are playing, so it's and we are close to the ballpark, so it might be a flyover.
Okay.
All right, Monty, go ahead.
Why can't you see him?
How cool would it be to be
up in the clouds,
Coastal Elite?
Man, why is this so good?
That is incredible.
That sounds like Corby sleeping at night.
That sounds like the space shuttle taking off,
turning and burning.
You guys ever see that? It's pretty cool.
What he's doing?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, we are close to Houston, so that does make sense.
Yeah, you ever get a chance? A shuttle launch is really cool to see.
Okay. Well, when's the next?
It feels like you're bragging right now.
I mean, if that's a brag.
And then it just disappeared. It didn't really fade out. It just disappeared.
I have seen the shuttle launch.
Interesting, huh?
I mean, it is a brag.
Gross. There was just a flash of light.
You can too. It's
gone.
A public event.
It's a space shuttle.
I mean, what sort of...
At Cape Canaveral.
I went to an air show once.
Yeah, did you see some planes?
I did. They're high. Uh-huh.
Really? Why is that?
Just like you. I saw the SR-71 Blackbird once.
Fastest plane in the world. When you're depressed, do you ever go on YouTube and just listen to final cockpit transmissions?
No, I just
from pilots.
Jeez,
what are you doing?
What is the matter with you?
All right, we're actually
let's go to Monty.
We're all
doing
having fun
at,
here, Gordon, until you came in.
Is Monty still alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
Play the world's funniest cockpit deaths.
No, no, no. Not funny.
Today is Wednesday, 14th.
Like Nathan Fielder.
Oh, the humanity.
Anyway, go ahead. Monty.
So anyway.
The 134th day of 2025, 231 days are left in the year. On this date in 1796, Edward Jenner administered the first vaccination against smallpox.
Caitlin's great-great-grandfather.
That's correct. Yeah, given trans shots in the 30s.
Yeah.
When did smallpox...
Oh, yeah, right.
Did that come back, smallpox?
No.
Yeah, Jenner butt.
Yeah, look in Craig's pants.
Give it time. Will.
Wait, what'd you say?
Everything's cyclical. It'll come back.
The smallpox.
Okay, yeah. All right. I withdraw the comment.
On this date, in 1804, the Lewis and Clark Expedition, organized to explore the Louisiana Territory,
Uncle Lewis,
as well as the Pacific Northwest, began its journey near present-day Hartford, Illinois.
And didn't they get, like, a box of Jawea or something like that?
Or a sack of it.
Just a whole sack of it.
A sack.
Boy, is that the last guy named Merriweather?
Ball was rolling on the ground. Everyone jumped on that one.
And that's another story.
Yeah. So anyway,
and back
they
to Monty.
Get the Pocahontas.
On this date in 1918, baseball was finally made legal to be played on Sundays.
Wow!
Hmm. Oh God, it was like liquor stores in Texas.
Yeah, the blue law.
Yes.
Before it was too boring.
You could kiss her, but you just couldn't.
Oh, that memo has not reached the Colorado Rockies yet.
Oh!
Hello.
Now we're talking.
Colorado Rockies.
By the way, Gordon, are you certified woke?
Anupama.
Anupama.
Hell yeah.
Did you finish your training?
Can you tell how much more woke I am right now?
Libs. You sound more broke.
Yeah, the libs. I know. I checked my bank account. It was like half as much money was in there after I took that woke training.
On this date in 1939, Lena Medina of Peru became the world's youngest confirmed mother in medical history.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say nine.
Do we congratulate her, or do we give her legal
assistance?
You definitely
don't congratulate the father.
Cheers, George.
What if the father was nine? Thank you, G.
No, no problem, Corby. Yeah, I mean,
not nine.
You're so casual.
Yo, no, thanks,
that's
G.
Too,
G.
That's too young.
It's a daiquiri job. No, it's a pina colada.
Oh, yeah.
What are we at, Monty?
I like getting caught in the rain, but I don't know about those things.
Oh, I say eight.
What about making love at midnight?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that.
Such Four. A bad song.
Well, they had to take young Lena
you
out of the first
the
grade.
Oh,
she was 5 years old.
What? That's an excused absence.
How is that even possible?
It's got to be an excused absence.
There's some dunes up there you should see.
What?
I'm throwing the challenge flag.
I am too. That sounds like the.
You're saying the guy shouldn't have done
wrong.
It?
You don't trust 1930 Peruvian records?
That's a good point.
Five.
Yeah, that was according to her.
They used to be earning cocaine.
We didn't even keep sack stats then. I can't believe that's accurate.
I thought it was more Julio Franco.
Oh, that's who it is, yeah.
Yeah, not
yeah, she may have actually been 33.
How old is Ruben?
No, I like George's rule, though.
What's that?
Anything before 1978, we have to call into question.
Yeah.
The dead ball era.
That's when we started keeping track of sacks.
Once the sack stat became official.
All right, so wait. You said she was how old?
Five.
Oh, my god!
All right. Why did you do the story, Monty?
Because it's part of history, Gordon.
Yeah,
knew
I
it would please
there's
you.
Lots of things that are part of history.
You know, those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob.
That's right. He included the story because he knew
obviously.
You would review him kindly tonight.
How come every time everybody else does something bad,
hey,
points at me?
Do they have a listening session out there, everyone?
Of course they do.
Yeah, this is what you did, right?
A little air check.
What if the father was four?
Gordo.
Okay, yeah.
What
okay.
if the father is
there
4 years old?
So what'd I do?
Then she should be prosecuted.
Where you enter Gordon's throne room with your head bowed and tapes.
Maybe it was a virgin birth. Maybe it was Jeebus.
The guy's like half your age plus seven.
Yeah, wasn't Mary around 14?
Yeah, it's a valid point.
So, anyway, what do you do with that, Bob?
Well, Elvis met Priscilla when she was 14.
Don't know if you have that documented.
Yeah,
all right, we have one P1 for you.
Sack rule.
How many times did Elvis...
Did they keep sack rules in Jesus' day?
No.
Yes.
He how many times did...
What position would he play? Would
you
he
don't
be
know
an
how
edge?
Many sacks Harvey Martin did had. You don't know how old Methuselah actually was.
How many times did Elvis lie to Priscilla's parents about, no, I'm not doing nothing, man. We're just hanging out.
We're just hanging out.
Oh, well, here it
He'd
is.
Clearly be a safety
mino. We're just listening to the music, man.
You're ready? Okay. You're going to hear this now for the next 24 hours?
Listen to the music, man.
No.
Once he gets
How
on
far
Elvis?
Did his tongue actually skitter across the floor?
Oh, I was struck out. I was struck out. I ain't ever been struck out in my life. And if I see the person who puts a print of that, I'm going to rip that tongue out by the damn roots.
Except he said something worse.
What?
Thank you very much. Here's Clementine.
Here's another song.
What was the guy that played him? Austin whatever.
Austin,
still,
Austin Powers Butler.
Still has the accent. Like, yeah. He can't lose it.
Like it's in like, the Bike Riders, he kind of had it a little bit.
Like, I think
well,
Walton
yeah, he
Goggins.
Was Masters right? of the Air. He was flying like a B-52.
I'm going to take this plane right down there.
Well, Jack White played
We're
it.
We're taking a lot of flight. That's right. Come on, man. It's just like a whole deal, man.
You unlocked it.
Welcome to Elvis Books on Tape, Elvis. Man. We're gonna read the Bible, man. In the beginning, it was heavens and the earth, man. It was heavens and the earth. Man.
I stuck.
God, what a beating of an audio tape! Driving
long,
to Colorado.
How long would you need to take through the first chapter? You can circumnavigate the earth listening to that book on tape.
Can't even get through John 1:1, I guess.
Oh yeah. It was a word, man, and it's like. It's like the word was made flesh.
Right, pause,
man.
Pause.
And then, like in between each one of those, he sings a song.
That's right.
The blue suede shoes.
Skip track.
How great the world.
Verse 2.
Go ahead, Monty.
Sorry, Monty.
Yes, we keep interrupting Monty.
Today is the 49th birthday of Cody Wyatt. You know him as the papa of Huey Wyatt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Huey.
He was woken up in that special way. His leader is Bob.
Yes.
He wants to hear Obviously. Fake Grego say, I have a shoe in my cheek.
Wait, how old is the dad?
49.
So we just
learned that Huey's dad's only 49.
Huey's 30.
He's 44. Yeah,
I think what happened was
so we have another.
It was a guy.
Was Huey's mom 5
when she had him?
So Huey's dad had him when 19. God, how irresponsible! Happy birthday.
Yeah, man, anyway, you gotta throw a Jimmy hat on that, man. Come on, Cooter.
Happy birthday.
It's like a whole deal.
From all of us here at the ticket.
Yeah, Huey should have been caught in the reservoir tip, man.
Did he say man a lot?
Yeah.
Strung out.
Strung out.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry, Monty. Once again.
Tony Perez, 83.
Oh, Gordon.
Who's that?
Do you think Monty like powers down like C-3PO?
Each time,
and you have to.
We just keep moving, and his eyes light back up.
Is Tony Perez the catcher who would sit on his taint?
No, it's yeah, Tony it Pena. Is. I love Tony Pena.
Taint on taint.
Frank Gore, 42.
Let's roll it.
Clay Matthews Jr., 39.
I feel like we had these birthdays Playmaker. Yesterday. Oh, was that
this
morning?
This morning. You were saving him last. Yeah.
God, what a stoner moment we just had.
Like
wait a second,
birthdays.
Everyone.
I feel like we did these today.
It's almost like these are the same birthdays as today.
What is happening? And it was at that moment Bob realized that birthdays happen twice.
I'm sorry, Monty. Go ahead, man.
George Lucas is 81.
Great.
Right. How much is he worth?
There we go. $500 million.
I'll say
$6 billion.
$5 billion.
$220 million.
No. Yeah, I'll say it's gonna be like $5 billion.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say $4 billion.
Over
five
a quarter
billion.
Of a
$5 billion.
250,000.
He owns Lucasfilm.
Is he as rich as like say Mark Zuckerberg?
No,
he's probably not having a birthday today.
He's at like more people know Star Wars.
If I were to guess, like
oh no, man, he ain't got much bread.
Sorry, Elvis, we can barely understand you.
David Byrne, 73.
Used to live on the M streets.
Weird.
Tim Roth, 64.
Mr. Pink?
Byrne,
wait, no.
Mr.
White?
What was in Reservoir Dogs? What was the bank robbery movie?
Yeah, he was
he in Pulp Fiction?
Killing
well?
Zoe. Killing Zoe.
Yeah, he was the robber in
he definitely
Pulp
was in Set It Off, Donovan.
You said the bank robbing movie?
Queen Latifah. And okay. Tim Roth.
Oh, my God. I cried the other day when I saw
Vivica A. Fox.
That'd be a good combination.
Queen Latifah, man.
He's in the mix with her.
The Queen Latifah's TV show got canceled, and I'm like, man, Donovan just lost an hour.
Equalizer where
an hour
equalizer with Queen
she
Latifah.
Does Lung Fu. Yeah.
She's a new man. Man.
She does
doing?
What?
Goodness.
What do you say?
Nothing.
Does Kung Fu? What?
No, he didn't say that.
What
he says something
it?
Very offensive.
Dung Fu?
Donovan's never been able to get past the fact that I'm a friend of Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me a bit, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Born in the Stand Out Dad, Roy Halladay.
Oh,
man.
No.
Didn't he die in a plane?
Yeah.
Thing?
He built his own plane.
And he flew into a lake, right?
Tony Siragusa. Yeah.
The Goose.
It's going on right now, guys.
John Rutsey.
Three.
Siragusa's dead, right?
Yeah.
Who's John Rutsey?
Down the Stay Still Dead.
First
Doyle
Rush
Brunson.
Drummer.
Doyle Brunson, the pool guy. He used to clean my pool.
Powers Booth.
Oh, the great Powers Booth.
He went to
Texas
State.
Is that Jim James?
Tickets
Jim Jones?
He was
Cy Tolliver.
He was in Tombstone.
Cape Fear.
Bye.
He was in Cape Fear, the Nero version. That was really good.
B.B. King and Frank Sinatra. And that's why today doesn't suck.
Good job, Monty.
Way to go, Monty.
Way to go, Monty.
I threw it, Bob.
You can power down.
Sean, good throw.
Powers Booth, one of the great Bobcats of all time.
It's
true.
Hi, Justin. You did better than Bruce.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.